Eileen Hochberg Wood is redefining the term bag lady. Coin purses that cost as little as 10 bucks sit next to others in her closet that are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. But all of them, she loves equally.
People think about Imelda Marcos as the queen of shoes. And if you were to read the articles after she moved away, they counted the number of shoes that were left in the palace, and they found 1,500 pair. I have over 3,000 handbags. So in manner of speaking, I have already out-Imelded Imelda.
The Emmaus woman owns over 3,000 purses, and now she's sharing her crossbodies, clutches, satchels, and shoppers with the public.
Once I began to appreciate the fact the handbags were very important artifacts that tell stories that would otherwise be lost, I felt the need to rescue handbags from the landfill, and therefore picked up any iconic bags that to me spoke of the time in which they were created.
They're not on sale, but they are on display. And the Personality, a stylish handbag history exhibit, is so massive. Lindsay Jancy, director of collections and programming at Historic Bethlehem Museums and Sites, says it couldn't be contained to a single space.
The Personality exhibit covers three sites, the Kemmerer Museum of Decorative Arts, the Moravian Museum of Bethlehem, and America on Wheels in Allentown. Here at the Kemmerer Museum, we have over 550 bags on display, and that ranges from the earliest bag, 1830s, up to bags that are being acquired by Eileen today.
The New Street portion of her collection includes Wood's oldest, a Victorian-era green carpet bag stitched with an elk design on one side and monogram B on the other.
Because it's so old, it's in fragile shape, but considering its age, it's in excellent shape. It's in wonderful shape as compared to some of its compatriots.
To her most rare, a slew of 1940s Anne Marie of Paris boutique bags, more sculptural and intricate in design than practical by today's standards.
The Metropolitan Museum of New York only has this bag, one of the telephone in black. And other museums might just have the ice bucket or the telephone. I have the largest collection of Anne Marie bags in the world, and you're going to see 25 of them.
You'll see Anne Marie's telephone in New York City, but here in Bethlehem, Wood has the telephone in black and white, champagne and ice buckets, cocktail bars, mandolin, and more.
There are so few of them, they're almost impossible to locate.
And on to her most expensive purse, a custom-sized red crocodile Hermes Kelly saddlebag.
The value of these handbags appreciated at a greater rate than the Dow Jones and the stock market. This bag in today's market is worth over $110,000.
Wood's pile of pocketbooks is the world's largest private collection of handbags, but her love and appreciation of purses reaches well beyond the shoulder straps.
Handbags are more than just an accessory item. They tell us a lot about the times in which they were created and the people who chose to wear them. Shoes have to fit and they have to be comfortable, and not every shoe is appropriate for every woman. By contrast, every woman, regardless of her size, regardless of her looks, regardless of any individual factor pertinent to her, can carry any handbag.
In Bethlehem, I'm Casey Lopez, WLVR News.